Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. Semi-final round today at Gordon Lemon Field, Lafayette, Indiana. The first game today scheduled to start at 11 a.m. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights will be the visiting team on their home field. They are currently 21 wins, 6 losses. The home team on this field will be the Riverton Park Panthers, currently 22-7. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. And we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO, Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. They're mentioning the starting lineups from the public address. We'll mention the starting lineups also, but first we'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Riverton Park Panthers. Their school was founded in 1986. They have a school enrollment of 309, Class 1A, Sectional 53, right here at Central Catholic. 6 teams started out this sectional. We'll mention the principal at Riverton Park is Kyle Kersey. The athletic director is Charlie Martin. Riverton Park High School is located at 4907 South Coxville Road, Montezuma, Indiana, 47862. You can dial them by phone at 765-569-2045. On the web, you can find them at swpark.k12.in.us /athletics. On Twitter, it's @RP_athletics. They wear the colors navy blue and burgundy along with white. They perform in the Wabash River Conference. There are 8 teams in the Wabash River. We'll get to them momentarily. We're going to stand for our national anthem. We'll set this down. That's our national anthem. Sound is marvelous. We'll mention the wind is blowing out today. Flag blowing pretty much straight out. We'll mention from left center to right center. You get the ball in the jet stream, it might just float out of here. We may see more than one. We'll go ahead and mention a little bit about the Wabash River Conference. As mentioned, there are 8 in that conference. In that conference is Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, Seeger, and South Vermilion. We'll remind you, Riverton Park Panthers are currently 22 wins, 7 losses on the season. They finished the Wabash River Conference as the champions at 13-1. The head coach is Charlie Martin. We'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Their school was founded in 1956. Their enrollment, 293. They're also Class 1A, Sectional 53. Hosting their sectional, their regional will also be played right here at Central Catholic High School. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams. They have an East and a West division. Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western, Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. Central Catholic Knights, 21-6. They did win the Hoosier Conference. And we'll mention the head coach is Tim Bourdonnais, 1987 graduate at Central Catholic. They're going to step in about 5 minutes early. Stepping in. Leadoff batter in this ballgame is going to be Owen Munn, as the Knights are the visiting team in the first base dugout. First pitch high, just above the zone, ball one. One ball, no strikes, no signals given. Stepping back in, Owen Munn. We'll mention Owen Munn went 1-for-3, scored 2 runs in Thursday's ballgame. He'll take a strike. Count goes 1-1. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter Owen Munn, right-handed pitcher. Where's number 17 for the Panthers? Swing and a miss. Pretty good healthy cut there by Owen Munn. Count goes 1-2. On the pitcher's mound for Riverson Park is Derek LeBron, working from the windup, peering in looking at signals. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Munn. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Count remains 1-2. 1-2 count, we'll mention. Derek LeBron, he's got a 1.84 ERA. He's a senior. He enters the ballgame with 38 innings pitched on the season. Peering in looking for signals. Here comes the wind. Here's the 1-2 again. Just outside the ball. Knee high. Count goes 2-2. 2-2. First batter in the ballgame. First game of the day. Going to be 2 semifinals. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Going to get him on the inside of the forearm. He'll jog to first base. Kind of startled him. He got away from it. Didn't get the most of him. He'll jog down and take his apparatuses off. He'll be ready to run to second base. Owen Munn leads the team in stolen bases. Peering in, looking at signals once again. That's Derek LeBron. He'll step in, pitch from the stretch. Next batter, Evan Jeanhart. Where's number 24? Evan Jeanhart's batting average climbing more than any other player on the Knights as of late. There's the pitch. Squares the bunt, pulls the bat back. Ball one. 1-1, no strikes. Knights batting top of the first inning. Central Catholic hosting the sectional. As mentioned, we'll also host the regional. Working out a stretch and out a set. Derek LeBron, here's the pitch. He'll square the bunt. He'll put a bunt down. He'll go first baseline. He's going to get a base hit, possibly. He'll flip it to first base, says LeBron. He'll pick it up bare hand and flip it to first. Evan Jeanhart putting some wheels on, trying to get a bunt hit. Sacrifice Owen Munn to second base. Next batter, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur will be on the pitcher's mound in the bottom of the first inning. He'll step in, tap the plate. Right-handed batter. He's got a home run right here at this diamond, right down the left field line. Told to me, right over the fair pole. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. He'll get by the catcher. Owen Munn going to take third base on the mixed play baseball. Count goes 0-1 to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur on the diamond. We'll mention 1-for-1 in Thursday night's ballgame. He scored a run. He got an RBI also. That was a 13-1 contest. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, low and away. Ball one. Count goes 1-1. Same officials, same umpires on the diamond. They're working the 3 umpire mechanics. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the pitch by Derek LeBron. Fastball in there for a strike. We'll mention Derek LeBron on the season. He's walked 10 batters. He struck out 62. He faced 157 entering this ballgame. These stats are updated. Here's the pitch. High pitch. Going to get by the catcher's glove. It'll bounce off. He'll throw to home plate after Owen Munn crosses the plate first run of the ballgame. Ben Mazin, a step back in, two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Batting in the top of the first inning, Knights, the visiting team, they're in the upper bracket. They're on top of that bracket. Tonight is a 7:30 contest. Ben Mazin hits a laser to right center field, making a catch diving forward with the center fielder, Hunter Collins. Two outs on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to bat. Nobody on. Jerick LeBron pitching from the windup. One run in for the Knights. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer, bats in the four position. Ryan Schumer 0 for 1. He did score a run. He got a base on balls on Wednesday. First pitch comes in. Breaking pitch. Low and away. Ball one. That game Wednesday night was able to be played, the first 5:30 contest. Then some inclement weather. That's probably an understatement. They didn't get to play the second game until Friday night. They were going to play at 5. They started at 5:40. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Foul ball. Off the top of the third base dugout, occupied by Riverton Park. They all ducked and it hit the top and came back in. Everybody's safe. Screens in front of both dugouts. Back in the day, they didn't have screens. That was quite dangerous. Here comes the pitch from Jerick LeBron. Just above the zone. Ball one. Check that, ball two. Count goes 2-1. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, steps back in. Pretty poor stance, pretty good stance right there for Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the wind from LeBron. Swung on, they take one the other way, base hit, left field. He'll drop it in, just in front of Andy Usselman. Usselman tosses it back in, and Ryan Schumer gets aboard with a base hit. He'll jog off the diamond. He'll give way. The courtesy runner is going to be number 23, Nathan Batts. Nathan Batts, freshman athlete, going to get called upon for duty once again. The courtesy run for the catcher, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer on Wednesday night got himself aboard three times. Nathan Batts was busy. So home plate umpire makes his adjustments on his miniature stenographer's pad, puts it back in that left pocket. They're wearing the dark blue, as is customary for high school baseball. Wearing that dark ash pants are the umpires. Peering in, looking at signals, Jerick LeBron. They check first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Out in front of it, swing and miss. In the batter's box, wearing number 16 is T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. T.J. Bell on Thursday night, he went 0 for 1. Steps back in, out of the stretch, Jerick LeBron to T.J. Bell. Pitch jumps in just outside the ball. Same home plate umpire was working the game, Central Catholic, on Wednesday night. They're alternating. They're working around the diamond. They've each umped a game so far. Here comes the pitch. I should say at home plate. It's going to be hit by pitch. T.J. Bell shakes it off. T.J. Bell gets hit by the pitch. That's number 11. 11 times this season, T.J. Bell has jogged at first base after being hit by pitch. Runners at first and second base. Timeout on the diamond. Early talk, Charlie Martin going to walk out, have conversation with his catcher, Peyton Robbins. We'll go around the infield right now. We'll mention the pitcher is Jerick LeBron. Where's number 17? Doing the catching is Peyton Robbins. Where's number 1? At first base, Darren Hazard. Number 9 at second base, Ashton Lowry. Number 25 at shortstop, Brandon Todd. Number 10 at third base, Charlie Belcher. Number 35 in left field. Number 4, Andy Usselman. In center field, number 14, Hunter Collins. And in right field, number 30, Blake Smith. Riverton Park electing not to go with a designated hitter. Straight 9. Steps in the batter's box, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter, 2 out. Runners at first and second, 1 run in for the Knights. Out of the stretch, here's the pitch. High and away, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Wind picking up just a little bit. They say 15 to 20 mile an hour. probably gusting at that. Peering in looking at signals, Derek LeBron out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Knee high, we'll call it thigh high, outside edge, strike called. Down goes one ball, one strike. Justin Brady on Wednesday, he went 0-for-2, he did get a base on balls, and he scored a run. Out of the stretch, now the stab, here's the pitch. Millay swing on the curveball, it bounces. Third base on the run, they'll throw across the diamond, they'll get the put out at first base. Pretty close play, Justin Brady, the Knights, have their third out in the inning. They come up with one run in the top half. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. On the pitcher's mound for the Knights, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur getting warmed up with his catcher. It's Ryan Schumer on around the diamond. We'll mention Justin Brady, 32, at first base. At second base, Owen Munn wears number 12. At shortstop, Evan Deanhart, number 24. At third base, Billy Owens, number 15. Billy Owens playing defensively for designated hitter number 16, T.J. Bell. In left field, it's number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, number 33, Brent Robbins. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Ben Mazur getting some warm-up tosses on the diamond right now. Ben Mazur enters the ballgame. Also, with 38 innings under his belt. That's the same as Derek LeBron for Riverton Park. We're missing Ben Mazur. This is his 10th appearance on the season. This is start number 8. Ben Mazur on the season, 6 wins, 1 loss. He's allowed 21 hits. He's allowed 8 runs. 5 of those runs were earned. He's walked 10. He struck out 65. 21 of those 65 strikeouts, he stepped him down looking. He got a .921 ERA. Stepping in, first batter, Darren Hazard. Left-handed batter takes a breaking pitch, back door called strike. Darren Hazard, we'll mention on Friday. Their game was on Friday at 5:40. He batted 4 times. He had 1 plate appearance. 1 RBI, and he walked 1 time. Pitch comes in, a ball. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. First batter in the lineup, Riverton Park. We're in the bottom of the first inning of 2 games in the semifinals. He'll foul this one off, back to the screen. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. This stretch out right there, it is an 11 o'clock ball game. It's a little bit early, but not too bad. Some doubleheaders start at 10. Both these teams probably got up plenty early. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Here comes the 1-2. High and away, ball 2. Count goes 2-2. Ben Mazur, a step behind the rubber. A step back on top of the rubber, working from the windup. Left-handed batter, batter box, Darren Hazard. Just for long, it fouls back to the screen. Right on time, Darren Hazard. Pretty good swing there in the left-handed batter's box. 2-2 count, first batter for Riverton Park. On deck is 25, Ashton Lowry. Here comes a 2-2. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Going to be a base hit between first base and second base. Owen Munn laid out for it. He was on the ground, got to the outfield, picked up by Caden Minnick. So nice shot there, first runner aboard. He rounded the bases, first run of the ballgame. Riverton Park, their first runner, is aboard with a base hit. Darren Hazard. Next batter going to be a right-handed batter, Ashton Lowry. Ashton Lowry, we'll mention. On Friday, Ashton Lowry, 4 plate appearances, 2 official at-bats. He scored a run, he walked twice, and he got 1 RBI. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur out of stretch, now in set. Square the bus, they're going to say he offered. Let's say he left the bat out there. There's going to be no check. The call is going to be made from home plate umpire. Ashton Lowry kind of in disbelief. He'll step back in. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, looking at first base, out of stretch. Ben Mazur, out of the set. Here comes the pickoff move, first base. About a B-plus, maybe a B pickoff move. Not all he's got. Getting back safely is number 9, Darren Hazard. One runner aboard, we're in the bottom of the first inning. One run ball game. Knights got one, Owen Munn in the first. The square up, square to bun. He will offer for that. Count goes 0-2 as he squares to bun. Signals being given. Third base coach, Charlie Martin. Charlie Martin and Tim Bordenay, head baseball coaches and athletic directors at their respective schools. Pickoff move, about a B-plus. Once again, getting back standing up is Darren Hazard. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Ben Mazur checks first base. Now the set. Here comes the pitch to Ashton Lowry. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in, Peyton Robbins. Peyton Robbins wears number 1. Peyton Robbins in that generational category. Thinking about Peyton Manning, I'm quite sure. A lot of young men named Peyton in Peyton's time with the Colts, and rightfully so. Third batter of the lineup, Peyton Robbins. Out of the set, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. One runner aboard, Riverson Park, got himself aboard, base hit. Darren Hazard at first base. Stepping back in, one out. Three hitter, Peyton Robbins. Out of the stretch, now the set, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, knee high, right there below the kneecaps. Across the plate of strike, called strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes to the three hitter, Peyton Robbins. Working out a stretch, Ben Mazur checks first base. Now out of the set, he'll use the double set. Here comes the set, and he'll peer in, look at first base, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. That's number 1, Peyton Robbins. Next batter, we'll see the 4 hitter. Where's number 30, Blake Smith. Blake Smith on Friday in their ball game batted 3 times. 3 official at bats. 3 RBI. He scored a run. He got 2 base hits. 4 hitter, number 30, Blake Smith. Working out a stretch, now the set, Ben Mazur. Pickoff move, first base, back safety, head first. A bit closer play, more of a B-plus type of move. Maybe an A-minus. Thermal velocity, it'll be a good play. Working out a stretch, now the set. Ben Mazur, first pitch, comes in, he'll foul one left side, out of play. Left-handed batter. Those just those sleeves right there on the shoulders. Pretty strong-looking young man, he steps back in. No balls, one strike. A little bit of an open stance on the approach. The approach will close up. Here's the pitch. High and away for a ball. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. One runner aboard, Darren Hazard. First batter for the Panthers. Got a base hit. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Ben Mazur. Breaking pitch. Finishes low and away. Good block by Ryan Schumer. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 4 hitter. Darren Hazard going to remove those batting gloves. He'll run without gloves. He's got a pretty good lead at first base. Out of the set. Pickoff move. A little bit high toss right there to Justin Brady. No tag applied. Back safely is Darren Hazard. Peering in, looking at signals, looking, working out a stretch. Ben Mazur, out of the set. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. High and away, ball 3. Check the swing, high and away, Blake Smith. 4 hitter for the Riverton Park Panthers. Step back here. Senior class member. They have several seniors on their team. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball 4. Pretty much took the bat out of his hands, though. Gonna walk down the first base. Runners on first and second. Time out of the diamond. Ryan Schumer gonna give some instructions. He'll stop about a third of the way out. talk to Ben Mazin. We'll find out who's going to cover and take the snap throw, goes to second base. Next batter going to step in is the 5-0. Where's number 14? Playing center field. That's Hunter Collins. Hunter Collins riding into batter. First hit comes in high. Tight. Maybe in the batter's box above his head. Ball one. Hunter Collins, where's number 14? He batted three times, three plate appearances, one official at bat. On Friday evening, one based on balls. Coach Bornan going to call timeout, talking over with his infield. He taps Ben Mazin on the side. Everything's good. They're just talking it over. Will Mitchell, this ball game is being brought to you. It's being made possible in part by Jean's Auto Parts. They're in Cicero. That's CarQuest Auto Parts. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're in Frankfurt. Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Zelly. Larson and Sons, Target Sports, Main Street in Sheridan. And Sign Production, Arcadia. We'll step back in. One ball, no strikes. Number 14, Hunter Collins. Runners at first and second, they're not being held on. Regular infield depth with two outs by the Knights. Pitch comes in. Pretty healthy swing. Swing and a miss. Hunter Collins steps back in. Right-handed batter. Working out of the stretch. Checking second base out of the set. Pickoff move. They're going to get him in a pickle. It's going to be a run down between second and third base. Throw from Evan Dehart going to hit the back side. He'll veer off, and he'll make it to third base. Evan Dehart wondering if it was interference, but it was not. Threw the ball in the baseline. It was just part of how it goes in the game of baseball. So they'll advance 90 feet each. Runners at second and third. One ball, one strike. The batter, number 14, Hunter Collins. Out of the set, Ben Mazin. Comes the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Healthy cut once again. Hunter Collins, the 5-hitter. Hunter Collins makes contact with that pitch. That ball's going to go. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Checks third base, Ben Mazin. Here's the pitch. Low for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Ben Mazin pitching in the bottom of the first inning. One run in for the Knights in the top half. Runners at second and third base with two out right here. Riverton Park batting in the bottom half of the first. Two balls, two strikes. Fouls this one back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball, number 14, Hunter Collins. Hunter Collins steps back in. Hunter Collins, also a senior class member. Working out of the set, here's the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. They'll throw to first base customarily. They'll go down on strikes. They leave two runners aboard. They get a base hit in the bottom half of the first inning. At the end of one, Knights, one, Panthers, nothing. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company, that's out of Indianapolis, Marion County. It's just right across the Hamilton-Marion County line. They're on 96th Street. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, she serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She has since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear. A passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Let's step into bat right here at the top of the second inning. It's going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox is going to bat here for the Knights in the seventh spot. Let's step in right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Derek LeBron at first pitch, top of the second. High for ball one. That's Tyler Fox, we'll miss it on Wednesday's ball game. He went 2 for 3. Got 2 RBI. Peering in looking at singles. Here's a pitch from LeBron. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Knights are wearing the white uniforms with the pinstripes. Wearing the dark navy stirrups. They're going with the white hats. Working in the windup, here's the pitch from Derek LeBron. High and away, 2. 2-1. Derek LeBron going to work on that mound, going to manicure some dirt there in front of the rubber. Step back on. Peering in looking at singles. Here comes the wind, the pitch, the Fox. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Kind of froze up, Tyler Fox. Count goes 2-2. Peering in looking at singles. Derek LeBron, here's a 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, he'll foul it back to the screen. He'll stay in the box with a 2-2 count. Derek LeBron. We'll mention the Panthers wearing the navy tops, the red and white stripes around the sleeve, around the shoulder. And then we're going with the light gray pants. They're going with the light gray caps. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Healthy cut. He'll jog back to the dugout. Tyler Fox. Next batter going to step in. Number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick going to bat in the eighth spot for the Knights. Left-handed batter. Step to the rubber. We'll mention Cade Minnick. 1 for 2. Got a base on balls. He scored a run on Wednesday night's contest. First pitch, knee high, called strike. Cade Minnick working in that left-handed batter's box. Peering in looking at singles. Derek LeBron, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Tight, inside, 1. Count goes 1-1. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter's box, Cade Minnick. Working from the windup, peering in looking at signals. Derek LeBron becomes a wind and the 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch, sketchy swing. Broke plenty early. Count goes 2-1. Short off the glove, good play there by catcher Peyton Robbins. Robbins reflecting signals. To the pitcher, Derek LeBron, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Cade Minnick, not sure he wanted to swing there. Didn't take a full cut, but ended up on a full cut. Not a lot of stroke. He'll step back in. 2-2 kill to Cade Minnick. Peering in looking at signals. Derek LeBron. Long peer. Cade Minnick, here's the pitch. The 2-2. Tied for 3. Cade Minnick, pretty good eye at the plate. He has demonstrated a good eye all season long. We'll talk about more stats on the second at-bat. Pitch comes in, 4. High and tight. He'll jog down to first base. Cade Minnick, runner aboard. 1 out here in the top of the second inning. And the Knights are the missing team. Cade Minnick comes back. Stepping into bat, it's going to be Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins playing center field for the Knights. Right-handed batter. Where's 33? Working out a stretch. Derek LeBron. Here's the pitch. Square in the bun. Pulled the bat back. Going to call it a strike. Pretty controversial strike. 1 strike on the batter. Bren Robbins. Let's step back in. Right-handed batter. Turn in looking at signals. Derek LeBron. Let's step off the bat. Getting back to the base is Cade Minnick. Working out a stretch, now the set. Derek LeBron becomes the 0-1. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Pretty good break. As told to me, Coach Skip Ordinay let people know that he probably has the biggest breaking pitch the largest break of any pitcher the Knights have faced this season. Pretty good example right there. Brent Robbins is ducking out of the way, and it ended up a strike. Here comes the 0-2. Taking off for second base, going to throw from his knees. Safe at second base. Pretty good throw from the knees. Peyton Robbins, but safe at second, is Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick moves into scoring position. As they go down on strikes, Brent Robbins will go down on strikes. She'll go down looking. There's one out here in the top of the second inning. Stepping into bat, the one hitter. He led this game off. That's Owen Munn. Owen Munn batting .364 on the season. .456 on base percentage. First pitch. Breaking pitch. He'll get hit twice. He got hit his first time at bat. And he'll jog down. He'll take the brunt of that one on the back side, just beyond the rib cage. He's not happy about that, but he's going to run the bases. He's a trooper. Next batter going to step in, Evan Genhart. Runners at first and second, one out. Top of the second inning. Knights have one run in. It was Owen Munn in the first inning. Top half, it's a 1-0 ball game. Knights in front. Working out a stretch, now the set. LeBron, swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Evan Genhart, that cut belongs to him. Count goes 0-1. Right-handed batter steps back in. Peering in, looking at singles. Derek LeBron. Long peer, he'll work out a set now. Check second base. It comes to 0-1. Check swing, ball outside. Count goes 1-1. 1-1 count, he'll step back in. Evan Genhart, runner at first and second base. Out of set, LeBron checks second. Here's the pitch. Off-speed fastball. I should say off-speed. Inside and tight, ball two. 2-1. Evan Genhart batting .449. His batting average has climbed about the last 10 ball games. He's going to pop one right side. It might drop in. No, it's going to be caught. Right fielder. Coming in to make the catch from right field, Blake Smith. Blake Smith playing a little bit shallow anyway on Evan Genhart. So the Knights lead two on base. No base hit in the inning. No run scored. We'll go after 1.5 innings. Knights won. And we'll mention the Panthers coming to the plate. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons, Target Sports, right there at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number, 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repair are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson, A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. So the ball, working the ball around the diamond. And toss it off right there. Justin Brady. He throw one down to second base. One hop the glove. Picked up there by Owen Munn. Let's toss it around the diamond. They'll put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur can step back to the rubber. Ben Mazur has faced 149 batters entering this ballgame. Derek LeBron has faced 157. His pitch is pretty much close to one another. First pitch, outside of ball. Just missed. To step back in. 17, Derek LeBron is the pitch. Swung on. He'll go ground ball, third base, Billy Owens. To throw a frozen rope across the diamond. Get the foot out with Dustin Brady. One out, bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for Riverton Park. Number 4, Andy Usselman. Andy Esselman, a right-handed batter. He's going to step in. Facing the righty, Ben Mazur. Working from the windup is the first pitch to Esselman. Low for a ball, going to get by the glove of Ryan Schumer. Look at the new ball in play. Esselman playing left field. Where's number four? Esselman, Friday night, he batted three times. Two official at-bats. He got a base on balls, and he got an RBI. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. Shelton goes one ball, one strike. Stepping behind the rubber, now back on the rubber. Here comes the wind from Mazur. Swung on, swinging a miss. Shelton goes one and two. One ball, two strikes to the seven hitter. That's number four, Andy Usselman. Here it is. Here comes the wind, the 1-2. High for a ball. That wind coming in pretty good. I'm guessing that curveball, with evidence, Derek LeBron, that curveball breaking quite a bit with that headwind. Works pretty good for the pitcher. Here's a pitch. Swung on, foul back, out of play. They'll track that one down. They'll remain in the batter's box, 2-2 kill. Andy Usselman. Andy Usselman, we'll mention, he's a senior class member. Stepping off the back of the rubber, ball replenishment. On deck batter for Riverton Park, Brandon Todd. 2-2 count, one out. Here comes a wind, and 2-2 to Usselman. Out in front of it, off speed, breaking pitch, swing and miss. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. A one-run ball game, Knights in front. Game after this one, going to be Covington and Faith Christian. A game slated to start at 1 p.m. We'll find out. It definitely will happen. Here comes a pitch. Way it's going to be a strike called to Brandon Todd. Brandon Todd on Friday night, he batted three times. Two were official. He scored two runs. He got a base hit. And he walked once. He'll foul this one out of play over the Knights dugout, first base side. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The eight hitter for Riverton Park, Brandon Todd, to step back in. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. He'll foul one around home plate. It's going to end up foul territory. Has some backspin on it. Count remains 0-2 to number 10, Brandon Todd. Take a practice swing out of the box. You're going to try to protect that dish. No balls, two strikes. You'll step back in. Ball's in play. Ben Mazur. Here comes the 0-2 again. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Nice get out of the inning. Ben Mazur retires three. At the end of two innings, Knights one, Panthers nothing. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Let's throw the ball around the diamond. Panthers. Central Catholic getting ready to bat. Top of the third inning. Next batter walking up to bat is going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur on the season, batting 229. He's participated in 23 games. This is 24. 327 on base percentage. Batting in the three spot. Swinging a good bat as of late. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch from Derek LeBron. High and tight, ball one. Just step back in. Ben Mazur, don't waste a lot of time. Right-handed batter's box, here comes the righty pitch from LeBron. breaking pitch drops in there for a strike. Derek LeBron, breaking pitch working well against the wind. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and taken to right field. It's going to get up and over the head of right fielder Blake Smith. He'll pick it up again to warning track as it grazes across a bounces off the fence. And Ben Mazur gets himself aboard with a double. Ben Mazur picks up double, number 5 on the season. He'll jog off the timing. Gavin Boutel will run for the pitcher, Ben Mazur. Gavin Boutel will be the courtesy runner. Next batter to step in for the Knights, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer on the season, batting .288, .453 on base percentage. Left-handed batter's box. Last year led the team with 2 home runs. He's looking for that first home run of 2022. He's a base hitter. Out of a set, LeBron. Outside edge, knee-high, called strike. Ryan Schumer, nothing bothers him. He bats well, no matter the count. Left-handed batter, peering in, looking at singles out of the stretch. Derek LeBron, now out of the set. He'll check second base. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch, back door, in there for a strike. Snap throw to second base. Over the head of shortstop, Brandon Todd. Throw comes in a bit strong from Peyton Robbins at the catcher's position. Picked up in center field, nothing wrong there. Hunter Collins tosses it back in. And Gavin Boutel safe at second base. Peering in looking at signals. Derek LeBron looks at second base. Here comes the pitch. He'll foul this one back out of play. Ryan Schumer, no balls, 2 strikes. Ryan Schumer, 19 hits on the season, 13 singles. He's got 6 doubles. He's got 15 RBI. Runner in scoring position at second base is Gavin Boutel. Working out a stretch and out a set. LeBron checks second base. Curveball, going to take it to second base. Backhanded stop, he'll throw to first base. Safe at first base is Ryan Schumer. He beats that out. Got to mention, what a play at second base. Backhanded stop, Ashton Lowry. Made a brisk throw to first base, Darren Hazard. Ryan Schumer beats the throw out for an infield hit. Going to run for him once again is Nathan Bass. Nathan Bass, 23, going to run at first base. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Nobody out. Top of the 3rd inning. As mentioned, the Knights, they're in the top part of the bracket. They are the visiting team. Stepping into bat, TJ Bell. Number 16, doing the DHing. Batting in place of Billy Owens, 3rd baseman. He'll take a stroke right up the middle. Base hit to center field. It got to the center fielder pretty quickly. That's Hunter Collins coming in to score right there from 3rd base. Jogging off the diamond, Gavin Boutel.
How about in the first base, number
32? Gavin Boutel scores his 11th run as a Knight in his varsity season this year. Stepping into bat, going to be Justin Brady. Looking at signals. Signals given, not a lot. Runners at first and second base. Base hit, RBI off the bat of C.J. Bell. He's at first base now. Nathan Bass at second. Here comes the pitch. Squaring the bunt early with Justin Brady. Pulls the bat back. Ball 1. Covering the bunt right there, first baseman. Darren Hazard was ready to cover. Working from the left-handed batter's box, Justin Brady. Now the stretch, now the set. Derek LeBron is square to bunt again. He'll get a piece of it. It'll go back to the screen. Count goes 1-1. Justin Brady, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given. Coach Tim Bordenay. Several signals given. Nobody out. 1-1 count to Justin Brady. 2 aboard for the Knights, first and second base. 1 run in. 2-0 contest. Knights in front. Square the bunt. Breaking pitch. Outside of ball. 2 balls, one strike. Justin Brady. Justin Brady on the season batting .263. On base percentage of .385. Senior class member, one of three on the Knights ball club. He'll square the bunt again. He'll get a piece of it. He'll go back to the screen. And runners will retreat back to their respective bases. Justin Brady entering this ball game, 92 plate appearances, 76 official at-bats. Justin Brady, 20 hits on the season. That includes 12 singles, 7 doubles, and 1 home run. Peering in looking at singles, that was stretch. To get a new signal right there, Peyton Robbins. Trying to reflect singles. Singles coming in a little bit behind there in the dugout. No big deal. Working back from the stretch. Now the set. Derek LeBron. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch. Good block. Kept it laterally from him to the left. Peyton Robbins. By that time, base runners move up 90 feet. 7-1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking at signals. No signals given as of yet. Runners at first, excuse me, second and third base for the Knights. Nathan Bapps at third base, working out a windup. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, going to get him in the box. Off the foot. Didn't hurt him too bad. He's walking around just fine. Foul ball in the box. Count goes 3-2 once again. Justin Brady steps back in. Left-handed batter. Working from the windup, here comes the 3-2 from LeBron. High fastball, swinging a miss. Justin Brady knew he might have swung at ball four. He'll jog off the diamond. One out here in the top of the third inning. Keaton Brooks is going to bat. Keaton Brooks steps in, left-handed batter. They're going to adjust the miniature stenographer's pad as Justin, should say, Keaton Brooks, going to bat in place of Tyler Fox. So Brooks is going to step in. They're going to make adjustments right there. So we'll see if he stays in. He's definitely going to bat. Left-handed batter, one out for the Knights. Timeout on the diamond. Panthers having conversation. We'll mention this day right here going to have three games involved in it. Central Catholic, Riverton Park here at 11. Start about 5 minutes before. And then later, after this ball game, they'll take ample time to adjust the field, get it manicured just right. Infield, outfield practice. And Covington and Faith Christian will play. They both earned the bye. That was in the hopper. The ping pong balls, that's just the way they came out. Covington and Faith Christian. Faith Christian will be the home team. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Keith Brooks. Runners at second and third base for the Knights, one out. Left-handed batter, Keith Brooks, working from the stretch. Here's a pitch. Out in front of it, swing and a miss. Keaton Brooks wears 34 on the season, batting .308. That's in 17 plate appearances, 13 official at-bats. He's got 4 hits. He's got 3 base hits. He's got a double. Working from the stretch, now the set. Derek LeBron, here comes the 0-1. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Right on time, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks has 5 RBI on the season. He's scored 5 runs. He's walked 3 times. Peering in, looking at singles. 0-2 pitch on the way to Keaton Brooks. Out of the set, Derek LeBron. Pitch comes in, ground ball in the infield. Let me field it by the shortstop. High field. He'll field it throw to first base, and Keaton Brooks is going to get credit with an RBI. So good play there at shortstop. Brandon Todd had to reach way up above his head to catch the high hop. He throws over to first base, Darren Hazard. There are now 2 outs in the top of the third. The Knights have 2 thus far here in the top of the third. Stepping in to bat, Cade Minnick, batting .373. I should say .277 left-handed batter's box, .373 on base. First pitch, breaking pitch, finished high. Ball 1. One ball, no strikes. Cade Minnick. 80 times at the plate, 65 official at bats. Got 10 singles, 7 doubles. He's got 1 triple. Left-handed batter's box. Swing and a miss. Now goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Pitching from the windup, Derek LeBron. Turning in looking at signals. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Breaking pitch above his own ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Caden Minnick. That's 5 base on balls this season. Turning in looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Just comes in, ball low. 3-1 count. Peering in, looking out of the windup. 2 feet on the rubber. Derek LeBron. It comes a 3-1 to Minnick. High for ball 4. Nate Minnick going to end up at first base. First time hit by pitch. They're drawing down to first base on a base on ball. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bournet going to make an adjustment in the lineup. 2 outs here in the top of the 3rd. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Charlie Martin going to walk back out. He may be making a change. He's going to ask for the baseball. He shakes the hand of senior athlete right there, Derek LeBron. Derek LeBron, we'll mention on the season, didn't get to these stats, but he's going to, we'll hope he bats. In 25 games, batting 278, 459 on base percentage. That's in 74 at-bats, 54 official. He has scored 20 runs. He's driven in 20. He's got 15 hits. He's got a double. And of those 15 hits, 6 of them were home runs. Incredible off the bat. And number 17, Derek LeBron. We'll also mention he's walked 17 times. He struck out 17 times. He's definitely a worthy batter. We'll hope he stays in the lineup somehow. In there working with warm-up pitches right now for the River Park Panthers is number 14, Hunter Collins. He comes in from center field. Hunter Collins will miss it on the season. On the season, he's pitched 42 in the 3rd inning. He's a senior. He's got an ERA of 1.16. On the season, he's 5 wins, 2 losses. This is his 11th appearance on the season. He's got 1 save. He's allowed 20 hits. He's walked 9. He struck out 88. He struck out 88 of 167 batters. That's just shy of half of them. He's got a fastball. He's got some velocity. He likes to work that lowest strike zone, and that's the place to be. Roger Clemens used to own a patent on that lower strike zone. So they're getting some final warm-up tosses on the diamond. We'll remind you, IHSAA, High School Baseball, 2022, the number of schools that began this tournament across the state of Indiana, 383. Total number of games it'll take to play this tournament, all 4 classes included, 379 games. That's going to happen in 25 days. The next batter going to step in, we're going to see Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson, been out of commission not too long, about 3 games. He's going to bat left hand. He's going to step up there. Carter Johnson, his grandpa listens from Sheridan, Indiana. We appreciate that. That put me in sports. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Carter Johnson, batting 250 on the season, 455 on base percentage. Working out the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, knee-high, called strike. No balls, 1 strike. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, the long pier. Out of the set now, Hunter Collins, pitch comes in. Strike called. Trying to get the pickle between first and second base. Panthers elect not to play on them. Stepping back to the rubber, working out the stretch right there is number 14, Hunter Collins. Out of the set, pitch comes in. Swung on, ground ball, third base, high hop. Going to throw across the diamond. They get his foot back on the base. They're going to call him out. The low throw had to get the foot back on there. Carter Johnson runs it out. Hope he's doing well. He seems to be. Walks off the diamond. So nice three out. The Knights, after 2.5, hold a 2-0 advantage. Take that back, a 3-0 advantage after 2.5 innings. Purdue, thank you for tuning in. Put me in sports. Helping to make, to allow Put Me in Sports to make this game possible is FTCSales.com. Mike Davis might be listening. He told me he was going to take a little bit of time off. This day was going to be special. Memorial Day, definitely special to all of Americans. We are very thankful for those who went before us and those who are still here and also went before us. Thank you very much. We'll mention FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the Weekly Auto Trader. And now you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. That's the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales.com. They offer bank, finance, or easy low payment plan. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frank and Truck Car Sales. Pitch comes in, ball one. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Friday, 9 to 6. Saturday, 9 to 4. Here comes the second pitch. Swung on, foul, out of play. Step back in, 35, Charlie Belcher. And we'll mention you can find Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana. Pitch comes in, backdoor, should say, curveball. Frankie pitch for a strike. Count goes 1-2. To step back in, right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. We fielded by Evan Dienhart. They're collected, they'll throw high. Coming back down on the base was Justin Brady. There's one out here in the bottom of the third. Next batter's going to step in. We'll see the first baseman, number 9, Darren Hazard. Darren Hazard got aboard. First time up. Base hit to right field. A solid rope. He'll step back in. Where's number 9? Batting 370. He's a junior class member. 422 on base percentage. Left-handed batter. Entered the game with 103 plate appearances. Ground ball in the infield. Evan Dienhart on the run will throw to first base. Justin Brady with a good stretch. Two out. In the bottom of the third. He'll jog off the diamond. That's number 9, Darren Hazard, first baseman. Next batter going to step in at 25, Ashton Lowry. Ashton Lowry, verse 25, plays second base. Batting 322 on the season, 423 on base percentage. He entered the game with 106 plate appearances. First pitch, low and away, ball one. Step back on the rubber, Ben Mazur, working from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Right below the kneecaps, called strike. Ben Mazur working that lower strike zone. Good place to be. Here comes the wind and the 1-1. They'll take a drive to right field, backing up a little bit, making the catch is Caden Minnick. So three out, three down, no hits. He won on base. At the end of three complete, Knights, 3. Panthers, nothing. And we'll also mention, bringing this news to you, in part, is Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. Inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you will find Titus Bakery and Deli. Yes, Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. We'll let you know the hours of operation for Reynolds. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Closed Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli. Their hours of operation, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. They're facing up some warm-up crosses right there. Back on the pitcher's rubber, number 14, Hunter Collins. Working out a stretch right now. Final pitch, and a tough one down off the right arm of Peyton Robbins. Frozen rope. Second baseman, Ashton Lowry, they're putting around the horn. They'll put it back in the glove from the third baseman, Charlie Belcher. Going to bat third time in the ballgame. Leadoff batter, Owen Munn. Step in, right-handed batter, Owen Munn. 105 plate appearances entering this ballgame. First pitch, swing and miss. A little bit upstairs. You got to make a decision right now with a pitcher such as the velocity of a Hunter Collins. Not much time to decide. Here comes the 0-1. Right down pike, strike, call. Count goes 0-2. Owen Munn, a year ago, did a lot of base running. This year has moved into the leadoff batter spot with some wheels. Ground ball in the infield. Belcher at third base. They throw a frozen rope across the diamond. They'll get the put out with Darren Hazard. One out, top of the fourth inning. Three-run ball game, Knights in front. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart, the shortstop, wears number 24. As mentioned, batting 449, right-handed batter's box. He's played in all games. For the Knights, he's going to put a bunt down. He's going to try to reach the base, and he just might do it. Front base hit. Third baseline. Fielded by Belcher. Had to throw on the run. By that time, Evan Jeanhart. Base hit. From the bunt. The next batter stepping in. Ben Mazur. Three hitters for the Knights. Batting 229, 327 on base. 55 at-bats, 48. Official at-bats. Out of set. Collins, first pitch low for ball one. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter's box. Several singles given. Coach Bournet, third base coach. Working out a stretch, now the set. Hunter Collins. Swung on, swinging the foul back to the screen. He's got a pretty swing. That's Ben Mazur. Shoulder to shoulder. Pretty good hand over fist swing. Pretty much what captures his home run with a good hand over fist swing. Blowing out pretty good today at Gordon Lemmy. Here comes the pitch. Good call strike outside edge. Sexy swing. Strike call. We hope he don't take a pitch like that and get struck out. Looking, but that, anyway. Here comes a 1-2 offering from Hunter Collins. Take it off the second base. He's going to foul one right side out of play. A lot of people taking cover. Got to mention, have a very good vantage point here behind first base. Out beyond the foul fence, just barely about 6-8 feet. Got a nice deck they allow us to work from, and they put a tarp over our head. Very thankful. Ground ball going to be a line drive shot to center field. One hop center fielder. He'll bring it back in. He'll hit the cutoff. Lowry. The jog off the face pads now. He'll give way again to Gavin Boutel. Runners at first and second base. Kevin Dehart at second. Gavin Boutel at first. The batter going to step in. Ryan Schumer to make the adjustment. Gavin Boutel doing the running right there for Ben Mazur, courtesy runner during the ball game for the pitcher. Stepped in, left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer, working out a stretch down the set. Hunter Collins, backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Looking all the way, it's Ryan Schumer. He doesn't mind batting with just one strike available. Number four hitter, Ryan Schumer, steps in batting 288, 453 on base. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Staying put the base pads as the ball barely gets away from Peyton Robbins. He'll pick it back up. Now back in the rubber is Hunter Collins, peering in looking at signals from Peyton Robbins. Looks at second base, out of set. Square ball in the infield. Going to be a base. There'll be a left backhand right there. Good play by Hazard. Good backhand stop working to his right, the first baseman. Darren Hazard gloves it, throws to second base, gets the force out. Gavin Boutel jogs off. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to bat here in the top of the fourth inning. Three-run ball game. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Evan Dehart at third base. At first base is Nathan Bass. He said that because he gets back. Go ahead. So get ready to bat here is T.J. Bell. He said there. That's Nathan Anthers. Go ahead. Working from the stretch. Hunter Collins. How the set. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone, ball one. T.J. Bell, batting top of the fourth inning, two out. Knights have runners on the corners. One ball, no strikes, here's a 1-0. Low for a ball. Now it goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. On deck is Justin Brady. T.J. Bell steps back in. Pretty strong young man. Watched him in the cage before the game. He'll take a shot. He'll take it to right center, left center field. He's going to one-hop the fence. But line drive rope. Coming in to score is Evan Dehart. Coming around third base. Throw comes in. Safe on the slide is Gavin Boutel. Nice pick up two on the two base hit by T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell has been in the lineup for just that reason. Got a good swing. He took that one. One hop the fence. Right there from the warning track hop. He's at second base now, the only base runner for the Knights. Stepping in is going to be Justin Brady. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Steps in, batting 263. Alva set, Hunter Collins. Backdoor breaking pitch outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Hunter Collins working out of the set. Checks second base. Pitch comes in, tries to check his swing. See if they'll appeal. They will. They'll look at third base umpire. They're going to go to first base for that appeal. Evidently, that was good. Left-handed batter, don't know why, but he didn't swing anyway. Checked his swing. Count goes 2-0. Out of the set. Swung on, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Justin Brady, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. No signals given. Runner at second base is T.J. Bell. got himself there with a double, a two RBI double, working out a set. Collins, fastball, right down the pike, called strike. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the fourth, two runs in. Working out a stretch, now the set. Collins, ground ball. It'll be a fair ball right over the first base bag. He'll round first base. He'll head to second base. There'll be no throw. There will be a throw. They'll throw it away. It's going to get by the glove of the third baseman. And Justin Brady's going to set them all. He'll end up at home plate. He knocks in T.J. Bell. Gets an RBI for that. Unearned run will be himself. But they'll score two more. Seven runs on the scoreboard for the Knights. Top of the fourth. Two out. Next batter steps in. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks steps in batting 308. Left-handed batter's box. 412 on base percentage. Peyton Robbins jogs out having a conversation with pitcher Hunter Collins. They're both guarding their mouths right there with their gloves. You never know what one of those phones that they put out nowadays, them iPhones, you can actually peer in and look, see what they're saying. If they didn't have the glove up there, some people might do that. You know they do. Maybe it's the Houston Astros. I'm not sure. Here comes the pitch. Keaton Brooks, a bit upstairs, swinging a miss. Keaton Brooks entered this game with 17 at-bats, 13 official at-bats, four hits, three singles, and a double. Foul ball on left side. Almost got through the hole there in the dugout. Left side of the field. One of the coaches sat right there inside the opening right there. Probably calling the balls and strikes, calling the singles for catcher Peyton Robbins. No balls, two strikes. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. Facing the righty, Hunter Collins. Out of the windup. He'll take a pop. He'll go to the infield. It's going to be easy play for second baseman. That's Ashton Lowry. They'll get the third out in the inning. Knights come up with four here in the top of the fourth. At the end of three and a half. Knights seven. Panthers nothing. And we'll mention this game is also, in parts, being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. Happy to work in its 37th year at Sign Production. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-3765. By cellular phone, you can text them, message them, you can call them at 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production, located west of Arcadia. Throwing a ball around the diamond, a soft one down, Ryan Schumer, to bounce it in there. Captured by number 12, Owen Munn. Bottom of the fourth inning. Panthers getting ready to bat. Going to step in. We're going to see number one, Peyton Robbins. Peyton Robbins, the catcher's position. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Peyton Robbins batting 345 on the season, 440 on base percentage. Entering the ballgame, he has stepped in 109 times. He'll take a drive to center field. Going to get the gap, but he's going to be caught. Traveling pretty good range right there is Bryn Robbins. And get the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter going to step in, number 30, Blake Smith. Blake Smith plays right field. Blake Smith batting 356 in that left-handed batter's box. Blake Smith 500 on base percentage. He's got 25 runs scored, 26 RBI. First pitch comes in high for ball one. Blake Smith, plate appearances, 97 entering the ballgame, 73 official at-bats. Next pitch, just above the zone, ball two. Working the velocity right there, Ben Mazur. Take the hat off and jet the hair. Let it flow back, put the hat back on. Here comes a wide, the 2-0. Outside of ball, knee high, just missing outside. He'll get some moisture on that right fingertip. He'll step back on the rubber. Feeling and looking at singles, here comes this 3-0 pitch. Home plate was wide open, taken all the way with Blake Smith. Count goes 3-1. Let's tap the plate, left-handed batter's box. Here comes a 3-1. Outside of ball, you throw the bat aside, he'll jog down to first base. Blake Smith aboard. Second batter here in the bottom of the fourth, one out, stepping into bat for the Panthers. It's going to be number 14, Hunter Collins. Hunter Collins asked to pitch about 2 innings ago. Pitcher of record in the ballgame. Breaking pitch, evidently missed a dish. Broke away. Kemp goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Working out a stretch. Ben Mazur checks first base. Now the set. Here comes a pickoff move. First base, no tag applied. Head first slide, safe at first base is Blake Smith. Working out a stretch, now the set. Ben Mazur, the double set. Here comes the pitch. Hit by pitch. A bit inside. Hunter Collins going to jog down to first base. Two aboard for the Panthers. First base umpire checking with Hunter Collins. Making sure he's okay to go. He says, I'm ready. Runners at first and second base, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. Working a right-handed batter's box. Here comes a pitch. First pitch high, ball one. Time out. Coach Bournet going to jog out. And have conversation again with his infield. One ball, no strikes. One out. We're missing a little bit about these athletes. We'll talk about the IHSAA, and we'll mention they are in need of some umpiring. We'll mention calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana. If you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the baseball diamond is waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male or female, baseball or softball. To look into becoming an umpire, simply call or visit IHSAA.org. That's IHSAA.org. Here's the pitch from Mazur. Right down the pipe, strike called. It usually never fails, the visit from the coach. When he jogs off, that next pitch is usually a strike. It's about like taking a timeout for a free throw. Same thing. Here's the pitch. Inside and tight. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Ben Mazur peering in, looking at singles out of the stretch. Runners at first and second base. Check second base out of the set. Pickoff move. He pirouette. Looks counterclockwise, no throw. Getting back safely anyway with Blake Smith. Two balls, one strike, one out. How was that? Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Ben Mazur trying to relocate that release point. Count goes 3-1. Peering in looking at singles. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. Here comes the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Three balls, two strikes. Step back in. Working out of the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. That was 27, Kyle Price. Next batter going to step in. Kyle Price goes down swinging. Next batter steps in. Going to bat. Out of set. Mazur. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Steps back in. Number four, Andy Usselman. Andy Usselman, a senior athlete, right-handed batter. Working out a stat check second base. Checks his swing, short hops the glove, gets stopped by Ryan Schumer. Jump goes one ball, one strike. Usselman batting 299 in that right-handed batter's box. He's played in all 29 games. Working out a set, Ben Mazur. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Usselman on base percentage, .407. He ended the game with 95 plate appearances, 77 official at-bats. He scored 18 runs. He got 23 hits, 16 RBI. Here's the pitch. Right down Meridian. He lets it go by. He'll go down looking. So the Panthers lead two aboard. They come up with no runs. The bottom of the fourth. After four complete. 7-0 contest. Knights in front. Knights coming to bat in the top of the fifth. We'll also mention PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring. Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Put me in sports, having a good time, broadcasting athletic events at the varsity level. You can also broadcast, if you're interested, you can contact Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. He can provide you with video coverage or audio coverage as you're listening to now. We'll mention the next game on the agenda here. Covington and Faith Christian will not be covered by Putney in Sports. But the game this evening will be covered. 7:30 contest here at Central Catholic, regardless of the outcome of this ballgame. Putney in Sports will collect some notes after the second game and be back about a 7:15 start time for the 7:30 championship game for Class 1A, Sectional 53. We'll mention Sectional 53 winner. We'll begin to play in regional competition. It'll be next weekend right here at Central Catholic High School. Lafayette Central Catholic hosting the sectional and the regional. Next week, they'll have an 11 a.m. contest, a 1:30 p.m. contest, and then a 7:30 final game for next week's regional championship. Stepping into bat, number 20, Kate Binning. Top of the fifth inning, Binning steps in batting 277. Becomes a wide for Collins. First pitch. Their knee-high outside edge called strike. Just step back in. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter facing the right. Collins swinging a miss. As mentioned, Collins with some velocity. Collins probably a bit more velocity than his starter, Jerick LeBron. Here comes the righty, Collins. Inside and tight. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Hunter Collins came in from center field a couple of innings ago to relieve Jerry LeBron. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, back door, just missed. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Working from the windup, here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Tate Minnick jogs back to the dugout. Stepping in, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, nine hitter for the ninth place center field, covers a lot of territory in center field. A step in, tap the plate, right-handed batter facing the righty, Hunter Collins. Peering in, here comes the first pitch to Robbins. Squares the butt, pulls the bat back, strike called. Count goes 0-1. Bren Robbins batting 250 on the season. On base, 382. He'll put a bunt down. First baseline. Fielding it inside there. Good play by Peyton Robbins. The catcher comes out, fields it. Makes a strike throw to first base, Darren Hazard. There are two outs here in the top of the fifth. Next batter, he'll bat for his fourth time on the day. Owen Munn's going to step in. Owen Munn, last time, hit by pitch. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn, batting 364, entering the ballgame. Short hop to glove, going to get by the catcher, Peyton Robbins. Going to be a wild pitch. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 count, two outs. Top of the fifth, 9-10 in front, 7-0. Pitch comes in high, good glove by Peyton Robbins. Had to reach up for that one out of the crouch. Count goes 2-0. Owen Munn working from the windup. Collins getting a foul one. It'll be playable. Fair foul territory. Giving it a look and making a catch. Jaron Hazard for the third out in the top of the fifth. Nice. No runs. No hits. Nobody left on base at the end of four and a half. Nice in front. 7. Panthers, nothing. And we'll go ahead and mention, we'll wish congratulations once again to Carroll Cougars pitcher, Will Eldridge. The Knights did not see Carroll Cougars pitcher, Will Eldridge, last Monday in their final regular season game. We'll mention Will Eldridge was out with a hamstring. And we'll mention, though, 22-1, Class 2A, Sectional 37. They're playing at Wabash High School. They defeated Lewis Cash in game one. And we'll mention Will Eldridge was selected as an IHBCA North All-Star as a pitcher. He is the second individual in program history to earn this honor from the Carroll Cougars Baseball Club. The North-South All-Star game will be held the weekend of June 24th through the 26th at Indiana West End. Indiana West End is located in Marion, Indiana, and that's exactly where Carroll Cougar pitcher Will Eldridge will attend college and play baseball. Congratulations to Will Eldridge from the Carroll Cougars. If you check his offensive stats, which were not written down for me, he got 7 home runs on the season. Knights didn't have to face his bat last Monday on the 23rd. Stepping into that, Panthers to the bottom of the 50, first pitch, swing and a miss. Stepping into bat number 10, that's Brandon Todd. I should say foul back to the screen. Step goes 0-1. No balls, one strike, Brandon Todd. Where's number 10? He's batting 321, right-handed batter's box. Next pitch is low and away, ball 1. One ball, one strike. Step back in, number 10, Brandon Todd. 387 on base percentage. Entered the game with 96 plate appearances. He's going to pop one up on the infield. It's going to be called for by Owen Munn. He'll chase the wind with it. He'll make the catch. Might have been an easier catch for Brent Robbins, but it makes no difference. One out in the bottom of the fifth. So ball replenishment there, home plate umpire. Next batter to step in, number 35, Charlie Belcher. Charlie Belcher looking for signals. Coach Charlie Martin. Right-handed batter steps in. Belcher batting 286. He'll foul one back to the screen. Full cut. No balls, one strike. Ben Meza steps behind the pitcher's rubber. Now step back on. 0-1 count to Charlie Belcher. Get a check swing, fair ball, first base side. Justin Brady going to flip it to Ben Mazur. That was a little bit awkward. That's not a play you play every day. You can't hardly practice that type of play. You're going to be safe at first base. They're probably going to call it in the air, one or the other. Might have been half, might have been like a getting a sack in football when you share it, half and half. So safe at first base is the nine-hitter, Charlie Belcher. Stepping back in, Jaron Hazard, the one-hitter for the Panthers. Looking from the set, here's the pitch. Strike called. Chexy swing, full stride right here without a swing. As Darren Hazard kind of opened up that strike zone for the umpire. Working out a set. Here comes the 0-1. He's going to punch one. Left side goes land in foul territory. Foul ball. He tries to go the other way with it. He does, and it's probably just foul. From this vantage point, we cannot see the foul line, third baseline. Home plate umpire was right on it. He was down the third baseline, about halfway to third base, making that call. Pretty good effort involved. If you're a varsity umpire, you probably get a pretty good exercise during the ball game. Working out a stretch, now the set, Ben Mazur. Here comes the 0-2. High for a ball. Ryan Schumer reaches up to stop that one. Out of the stance. One ball, two strikes, left-handed batter, Darren Hazard. Plays first base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Runner at first base for the Panthers. Pitch comes in. He'll take it to center field. Brent Robbins doesn't move much. Makes the catch. Going about three-fourths away, second base, now jogging back. He's 35, Charlie Belcher. And Darren Hazard flies out to Brent Robbins. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter to step in, Ashton Lowry. Ashton Lowry wears 25, plays second base. Batting 322 from that right-handed batter's box. Working out a stretch, now the set, Ben Mazur. Long set, here's the pitch. Just outside, evidently. Count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Out of stretch, you'll look at first base. Now the set, the double set, Ben Mazur. Here comes the 1-0. Get a foul one out of play, right side. Track that with him. 25, Ashton Lowry. One ball, one strike. Ashton Lowry on base percentage at .423. Entered the game with 106 plate appearances, leading the team with 106. Working from the set, Ben Mazur. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Going to freeze him up. Strike called. Count goes 1-2. 25, Ashton Lowry. He's got 28 hits on the season. 18 RBI. Three doubles. He's got a home run. Here's the pitch. Fishes at that one. Swing a miss. Breaking pitch from Brent Ben Mazur. The striking out swinging. Knights, little bad here in the top of the sixth inning. They believe one aboard due to the Panthers. We'll mention after 5.5. Knights in front, 7-0. Knights getting ready to bat. We do thank you for listening. And we'll mention, we'll talk about the high school rankings from the national level. National high school rankings top 10 are like this. At number one, it's St. Mary's Prep High School out of Michigan. 33 wins, no losses. Number two is Stoneman Douglas High School out of Florida, 30-2. Number three is Providence High School out of North Carolina, 31-0. Number four is IMG Academy High School out of Florida, that's Bradenton, Florida, 23-2. Number five is North Oconee High School, that's out of Georgia, 39-1. Number six is Berkeley Prep High School out of Florida, 28-3. Number seven is Calvary Christian High School out of Florida, 26-2. Number eight is Northwest Rankin High School, that's out of Mississippi, 32-2. Number nine is Sumrall High School out of Mississippi, 33-1. And at number 10, it's West Monroe High School, Louisiana, 33-4. They play a lot of games down there. It's a warmer climate. As Mr. Terry Bourdain would say, they don't play in the Midwest. You know as well as I do. When this season started out, probably about the first 6 or 8, maybe 10 games, we're in a colder climate. Matter of fact, on Monday, they played their final game with the Knights playing the Carroll Cougars. It was pretty chilly at the end of that ball game. riding two wheels about 64 miles back home. Give a guy a good head cold. And that's what I'm experiencing right now. Been all week. Love those cough drops and cold ease. Cold ease, if you go to Hooks. I mean, CVS now. You can buy the off-brand, CVS brand, and get those for a lot less. First pitch comes in outside edge, called strike. Stepping back in. Here comes the 0-1.
That's okay.
Slow for a ball. Going to get by the glove of Peyton Robbins. Step back in. They work from the windup.
Okay.
Here comes the wind and the pitch from Collins. Swing and a miss. Evan Jeanhart. One ball, two strikes. Evan Jeanhart batting .449. He's above that now. He's got a bunt base hit in the ballgame. First baseline, well positioned. Step back in, 1-2 count to Jeanhart. Slow and short off the glove. Good block there by Peyton Robbins, catcher for the Panthers. Step back behind the rubber. Hunter Collins, where's number 14? Here comes a 2-2 pitch to Jeanhart. Low for a ball. Pretty good eyes, right? Knew that was a breaking pitch. Ended up low and away. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Evan Jeanhart, Hunter Collins. The pop one up on the infield. Sky high. Major league fly ball. Hunter Collins is going to call it. He's going to have to reach back because that wind is wicked. He'll make the catch. Pretty athletic catch by Hunter Collins. Next batter step in. It's going to be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur batting in the third spot for the Central Catholic Knights. Right-handed batter. Ben Mazur steps back in. Batting .229, entering the ballgame. On base with inning .327. Working out a windup. Hunter Collins. Short off the glove, and get by the glove that time. Peyton Robbins, who's about halfway up on the screen on the bounce. One ball, no strikes. Ben Mazur. Pretty wide stance. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, got a piece of the plate. Strike called. One ball, one strike. You peer back in, here comes a 1-1 pitch. Healthy cut, Ben Mazur comes up empty. One ball, two strikes. Ben Mazur trying to help himself. 7-0 contest. He does have some offense behind him. He'll foul this one out of play. One ball, two strikes once again. Ben Mazur. Getting in looking at singles. Here comes a wide from Hunter Collins. Off-pitch breaking pitch. Ben Mazur gets a piece of it. Stays alive in the batter's box. Fouls it off right there around home plate. Off-speed breaking pitch. Should step back in. One ball, two strikes. Hunter Collins looking at signals. Out of the wind, here comes the 1-2 again. Let's take a drive to right field. It's going to be foul territory. Giving it a chase. And couldn't make the catch. Off the glove, Blake Smith. Oh, Ben Mazur, as they're saying around here, says you're still alive. Sometimes it's better to be more lucky than you are good. It happened right there. Ben Mazur, to stay in the box with a 1-2 kill. Third time. See a third time disarm for Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at singles, Hunter Collins. Here comes a 1-2. Breaking pitch, going to strike him out. Ben Mazur knew it. Righty facing a righty, started at the elbow. Ben Mazur was jogging off when the catcher caught the ball. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Ryan Schumer going to step in, batting .288, .453 on base percentage. 19 hits on the season. He's got 15 RBI and 12 runs scored. He'll punch one left side. Is he going to drop in? That's going to be caught by left fielder Andy Usselman. Usselman makes the final catch. No errors. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The end of 5.5. Night 7. Panthers, nothing. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number, 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson and, that's A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. In the ball game, doing the catching for the Knights now is freshman athlete Jackson Cade. Jackson Cade behind the dish, getting some warm-up completions right there from Ben Mazur. Toss it in, second base. Caught there by Owen Munn. Bottom of the seventh inning, Knights have 8 hits in the ball game. Panthers have 1. Both teams have committed 1 error each in the ballgame. 7-0 contest. Knights in front. Panthers batting in the bottom of the 6th. Stepping into bat, number 1, Peyton Robbins. He does the catching for the Panthers. He's batting .345 right in the batter's box. .440 on base percentage. First hit, great win. In there for a strike for Peyton. No balls, 1 strike. 25 runs scored, 25 RBI, foul 1 out of play. Where's number 1? Kate Brown. It's 3 spot. It's just Riverton Park. Didn't win their conference. That was the Wabash River Conference. They finished 13-1. Here comes a wide from Mazur. Short off the glove. Good block by Jackson Kane. Count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, a step back in. Right-handed batter, Peyton Robbins. Peyton Robbins, 8 doubles and a home run this season. Pitch comes in high for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Then Mazur back behind the rubber. Adjust the back of the cap, he'll step back on. Working from the windup, here comes the 2-2 pitch. He'll take a drive to right center field. When we call for by the right fielder, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick makes the catch. 1 out here in the bottom of the 6th. Next batter going to step in, Blake Smith. Blake Smith playing a good right field position in the ball game. Rares number 30. Blake Smith batting .356 from that left-handed batter's box. .500 on base percentage. He's been to the plate 97 times entering the ballgame. This comes in, helps cut, foul back, out of play. No balls, 1 strike, play the fifth. He scored 25 runs. He's got 6 doubles. He's walked 16 times. Here comes the pitch. High and away. All 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Step back in, tap the plate, left-handed batter. Ben Mazur from the windup to 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Ben Mazur pitching for the Knights. He's gone the distance. Ben Mazur trying to get the Knights into the second ball game today. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. 2 outs. Bottom of the 6th inning. Next batter going to step in, number 14, Hunter Collins. Hunter Collins going to step in. He's doing the pitching. pitcher of record, batting right-handed, 364 batting average from that right side. Pretty good stance. A poised stance. Peering in, looking at Sentinels. Here comes the wind from Mason. Breaking pitch right there for a strike. Took a little bit off of it right there. Ben Mason. Ben Mason last summer, I saw him going to play travel ball. I saw him at Sheridan at a convenience store. He looks familiar. And I'm doing my job. I just basically know these guys by their number. If I see them up close, don't see their number, I basically don't know who they are. That's kind of the way it ought to be. Here comes the pitch. He's a pop one, foul territory, right side. Well, I saw Ben Major there. He's getting ready to go play at there in Westfield. Anyway, he was coming in the door. I was going out the door. I said, hey, you got a uniform on. Are you going to play ball? He says, yeah. And as I thought about it, it was Ben Mason going to pitch. Travel ball, getting better in the summer. Foul back, out of play. The St. Augustine, number 14, Hunter Collins. No balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Seven-run ball game. Next game going to be Covington and Faith Christian. Probably won't start at one. Just comes in, throws him up. Striking out, looking. Three outs in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no score. We'll mention after six complete, 9-7. Panthers, nothing. Knights are going to bat at the top of the seventh inning. Again, we do thank you for tuning in to today's ballgame. We'll also mention this game is an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O, Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. He works feverishly. I tell you what, he does a good job. He's also a disc jockey. He does a great job. He's got a good radio voice. He's been a council member. He might still be right there in Brownsburg. What a guy. I say, what, the guy is knowledgeable. I met him back in 2003. I'm a Hamilton Heights Husky. Have been lifelong. I'll still always be. But I'm interested in the postseason. We were at Andrean High School playing semi-state football. I believe it was. Robbie Kendall was there. Coach Steve Stern invited him to do play-by-play from the booth, and that's where Robbie started out, doing play-by-play right there, and he's working for Coach Stern. And I saw Robbie before the game. We struck up a conversation. I didn't know anything about what we're doing now, but Robbie liked broadcasting so much that he became a landlord. He became a landlord, better for lack of a better term. He's the one that owns the station, and he supplies us with internet capabilities, and that is fun. We do baseball, football, basketball. It put me in sports. It's an enjoyable time. We do it for the benefit of the young men and the grandpas and grandmas, aunts and uncles, and loved ones that are out of reach. If they're in another state, actually, we had a guy listening, a guy playing, a Grant Weatherford, playing his senior year first game of the season. His mom and dad listened to the game from Germany. Here comes the first pitch, top of the seventh. Inside low, ball one. T.J. Bell batting the top of the seventh. Timeout on the diamond. Loose ball. They're going to pick it up out of the bullpen area. First base side. Standing both feet on the rubber, peering in. Hunter Collins. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to T.J. Bell. He'll stroke one and go to right field. They're going to have some air underneath it. It's going to be caught there by Blake Smith. First out right there in the inning. Top of the seventh inning, one out. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. He's going to step in batting 263, 385 on base percentage. Peering in, looking at singles out of the windup. Hunter Collins. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. One foot in, one foot out. He'll step in now. Justin Brady. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Knee high, outside edge, called strike. One ball, one strike. One out. Top of the seventh. Here comes the wind from Collins. A breaking pitch. Broke early. Good block by the catcher, Peyton Robbins. Steps back on the rubber. Peering in, looking at singles. Hunter Collins. Here comes the wind. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. There goes 3-1. Justin Brady, 3-1 count. See if he's got the green light. One out. Top of the seventh inning. Step back in. Here comes the wind in the 3-1 pitch. 3-2. Let it go by. May not have been the green light. May have been his own decision. Count goes 3-2. Here comes the wind from Collins to Brady. They're fouled back out of play. Three balls, two strikes. Step behind the rubber, they'll step back on. Hunter Collins. Here they're looking at signals. Here comes a 3-2 once again. Gonna foul this one out of play. Left side. Gonna float over the third base, near the third base dugout. Ball ends up in the field of play. Couldn't make the catch. Third base umpire was over there to observe a catch. You got to get close. You got to see if that catch happens or if it hits a foreign object when it makes the catch and bounces off. That's the idea right there for the third base umpire on a foul ball. Outside and high, ball four. It jogged down to first base. Justin Brady. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be 34, Keaton Brooks.
Pinch running at first base. The
pinch runner in the ballgame. Justin Brady jogs off. Hudson Gutwein wears number 9. Also plays a good shortstop position. He'll do the base running for Justin Brady. One runner aboard for the Knights. One out. Top of the seventh inning. Knights haven't batted in the top of the seventh on this diamond very often. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside and high, ball one. Looking at signals, third base coach, Coach Bourdain, very few given. Hudson Gutwein, pretty good lead there at first base. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. He's going to take off for second base. Delayed slider, just taking off late. He's safe on the head first slide. Ball gets by. Second base corral right there. That was a shortstop, Brandon Todd. So the umpire's shift now. Third base umpire goes from B position over to third base to make a potential call on a play or a steal attempt. First base umpire goes over into B position to govern the second base. Pitch comes in, knee high, strike called. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals out of the set. Breaking pitch out in front of it. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks got some good playing time at Western in the crossover game. Keaton Brooks came up with a double and a single in that ball game. Working out a stretch, now the set. Check second base. Collins. He'll take a drive, he'll go to the left field. He'll go the other way with it. It's going to drop in a fair ball. It's going to be a two-base hit and an RBI for Keaton Brooks. He goes the other way with it. He's got a good inside-out swing. You don't come up with a good inside-out swing unless you work in the winter. I'm quite sure Keaton Brooks works better, get better in the wintertime. Stepping into bat, number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick, left-handed batter, facing the righty, Hunter Collins. First pitch in there, knee high, it's called strike. Caden Minnick will step back in. Right-handed batter, batting 277. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, he stepped back in. working from a stretch. Now the set, check second base. Collins, the third time second. Comes in low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Caden Minnick, not many signals. Hang in, clap at third base coach. Coach Bordenay out of the set. Collins swung on. You know, the right field line. Just foul. Didn't get the sweet spot, but drove it pretty good. Just a foul ball down the left field line out in the grass. Probably didn't get over 6 or 8 feet off the ground. It'll remain one ball, two strikes to Caden Minnick. Left hand of the batter facing the righty, Hunter Collins. Breaking pitch. Good block outside. Peyton Robbins, the catcher. 2-2 count. One out, top of the seventh inning. Seven-run ball game, Knights in front. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Jog back to the dugout. Facing some good pitching today. On the diamond, both pitchers. Derek LeBron, Hunter Collins. Derek LeBron, as mentioned, on the season, has struck out 62 in 157 batters. Hunter Collins, first pitch. Brent Robbins foul back out of play. Hunter Collins. Collins will mention 88 strikeouts, has faced 167 batters. That's incredible. Yes. Peer in, look at signals out of stretch. Now the set. The check second base. There's a pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Trying to steal third base. Couldn't get it stolen. That was Keaton Brooks. Maybe a late slide. Tag on the backside. I'm going to call him out. Third out in the top of the seventh. Knights come up with one run. Excuse me, that's an 8-0 contest. I think I misspoke during at bat. Eight runs in for the Knights. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh inning. And we'll remind you a little bit about how the records are right now. In the state of Indiana, Class 1A, high school baseball rankings, these are the top 15, last updated on May 27th. That was Friday, 2022. Right now, it's like this. At number one, it's Lafayette Central Catholic at 21-6. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian at 11-6. Bar Reeve, 19-6. They're at number three. Number four is South Central. That's in Union Mills, 16-9. Number five is Tecumseh, 14-12. Number six is Borden, 26-1 tie. At number seven is Morgan Township. That's out of Valparaiso, 14-8. Cowan High School at number eight, 13-9 overall. Union City, they're at number nine, they're 15-6. At number 10, it's Rossville at 15-12. At number 11, it's Indianapolis Christian. Take that back. Indianapolis Lutheran. Yeah, they'd want me to say that. Indianapolis Lutheran, not only are they good at football, they won the state this year. They're good at baseball. They're number 11 at 18-8. At number 12, it's Marquette Catholic. That's out of Michigan City. 7-7. At number 13, it's Evansville Christian. Number 13, that's 10-8 record. Couch High School, 15-10. They've tied one time. They're at number 14. And at number 15, 15-8. That's Westdale. Westdale High School went by there, I believe, yesterday. Don't take it back. I believe it was Saturday. But anyway, those are the top 15 in Class 1A baseball. We do thank you for listening. To put me in sports, just to throw the ball around the diamond. We're going to spin through the pitchers now to hope to close this game. Evan Deanhart. A throw one down from the right arm of Jackson Kane. They're working around the infield. They'll put it back in the glove of Evan Deanhart. Tampa is going to bat here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Getting ready to step in. Double check. 17th, Derek LeBron. He brings three of his balls to the original starter. He can come back. The foul one could be right over my ear. He's playable for Justin Brady. That ball was moving in the wind. Justin Brady gave it away. Good. Difficult. Yes, indeed. So, no balls, one strike. Just step back in. Derek LeBron was 17, batting 278, 459 on base percentage. He got 6 home runs on the season. He might have one right there, but it's going to be a foul ball. It's going to go to the fifth. It's going to be caught. Foul territory near the wall. Left field line. Good catch by Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox tracked that one down. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 4. Take that back. 24 is going to step in. C.J. Odell. C.J. Odell is going to step in. Where's number 24? C.J. Odell on the season, batting 278, 435 on base percentage. Right-handed batter's box. 25 plate appearances, 18 official at-bats. He's got 5 hits. He's got 2 triples. He's been walked 5 times. Looking at singles. Track of those 10. They're actually making an adjustment. Home plate umpires. Miniature stenographer's pad. They got to write a lot of stuff down. They really do. This is a real game. So they don't want to override their welcome. Here's the pitch. High and outside, ball 1. Number 24, C.J. Odell. Working from the windup, Evan Gehart. Here's the pitch. Knee high, strike call. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Working back in. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. 2 balls, 1 strike. That'll work from there. Get out of this.
Thank you.
2 balls, 1 strike. Here comes a 2-1 pitch from Deanhart. Swung on, foul ball. We get back to the screen. 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So step back in. Derek LeBron. Tied out on the diamond. Nash for new baseball. Never denied. You want a new baseball? It's never denied. Unless you just don't have one in the pouch. Peering in, looking at singles. Ben Mazur. Take that back. It's Evan Gehart. Swinging a miss. He'll get a strikeout right there. He'll jog back to the dugout. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Evan Gehart just going to get credit right here for the strikeout. Next batter going to step in.
Batting for number 33, Ray.
Getting ready to bat number 33, Ray Brown. Ray Brown's going to step in, batting 225 on the season. 295 on base percentage. He enters the game with 44 plate appearances, 40 official at-bats. He scored 5 runs. He's got 6 RBI. He's got 9 hits. One of those hits is a double. Right-handed batter's box. Brown. First pitch, swing and a miss. Little bit upstairs. Count goes 0-1. Pretty tall young man stepping in. Ray Brown. Here's a wind from Deanhart. Short off the glove. Good stop by Jackson Kane. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here comes the wide, the 1-1. Swung on, ground ball, right by the glove. The hot rocket to third base, got to be a base hit. Billy Owens did all he could to almost get a glove on it. What a shot right there. Ray Brown, next batter steps in. Charlie Belcher. Where's 35? Third base. Back in the 9 position. Right in the batter. Working out a stretch. Gehart. Just jumps in. Now, that of all. 35, Charlie Belcher. Freshman athlete. Playing third base, getting good playing time for the Panthers. Batting 286. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-0. 432 on base percentage. Good playing time for Charlie Belcher. Right-handed batter's box. Got an upside left for him. Pitch comes in. Tight for ball three. Pretty good eye at the plate. Belcher, as mentioned, Belcher scored a run. Got a base hit. And walked one time in Friday night's ballgame. Pitch comes in. Lets it go by. Count goes 3-1. Strike call. 3-1 count to Charlie Belcher. Bottom of the seventh inning. One runner aboard. Ray Brown got himself aboard with a rocket base hit. Then foul one left side. Says Belcher. Out of play. Stay in the box with that 3-2 count. Charlie Belcher. He's got a home run. That home run, we'll mention 12 home runs collectively for Parker, should say, Riverton Park on the season. Just 3 home runs for the Knights thus far. Pitch comes in, strikes him out, looking at your ball game. Final score, Central Catholic 8, Riverton Park 0. The Knights will take a breather. They'll come back for the 7:30 contest. They will be the visiting team. I take that back. They're going to be the home team. I see the asterisk there. They may be the home team. It doesn't matter. They're going to come back to play the 7:30 contest. It'll either be Covington or Faith Christian. 1 o'clock right now on the wristwatch, so they're going to play probably about 45 minutes from now. We do thank you for listening. We hope you'll tune in for the 7:30 ball game. We'll try to begin a pregame about 7:15. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. And we do thank you for listening. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.